Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The right fielder, Rick Peters. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Davey Lopez. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The DH, Jeff Burrows. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve McCaddy. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to second. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows takes first base on ball four. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath scores. Henderson moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris spins and fires to second, with Trammell covering, and Henderson is picked off. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peters. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Peters steals second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy strikes out. Two outs. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters now playing center field. Gary Hancock now playing right field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burrows strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Lansford moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krenchicki moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krenchicki scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a pop-up towards first. Gross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 2. Athletics, 2. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Tom Underwood now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards third. Krenchicki settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Wayne Krenchicki. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lopez strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson pinch hits for Johnny Grubb. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-3 in the game. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Glenn Wilson now playing right field. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-2 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Almon for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dave Beard now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips pinch runs for Mike Heath. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Morris. Phillips moves to third. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hancock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing shortstop. Bob Kearney now catching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. Whitaker tags and moves to second. One out. It's Tigers, 3, Athletics, 3. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Whitaker steals third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Kearney and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-4 in the game. Herndon is walked intentionally. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Kirk Gibson. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips misplays the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Wilson moves to third. Herndon moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Hancock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Herndon now playing left field. Jack Morris now pitching. Davy Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrows is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burrows hits a pop-up towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kiernan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiernan hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.